everyone. It's Deanna once again welcoming you to this Friday night, this Holy Friday call, a history of Nisara, history of our planet. We welcome all of you. I'm sorry and apologize for we had some technical difficulties getting on the air and getting our technology going, and I appreciate your patience. Thank you all for hanging in there and staying with us. And we're going to start out tonight with a little meditation, as we always do. So if you could all just drop what you're doing for a moment, have a seat in a comfortable chair, and let's breathe together. Let's start with the breath. Taking a big, deep, cleansing breath and letting it go. Letting the cares of the day go. The concerns that we have for just a moment. As we tune into the oneness that we are. And we allow our heart chakras to open a little bit more. And our feet to be firmly planted on this beautiful earth. The little buds of spring that are happening here in this northern climate. It's such a wonderful thing to see. We are so grateful to be alive and to be on this planet and to be breathing and be able to participate in this transformation that is underway. And we turn our attention for a moment to Father Sky, the energies of the One, the great mystery, the divine deity, if you will. And we welcome all of our teachers, our interdimensional guides, and our spiritual masters to our circle, as we welcome all of the earth creatures. We know that they are much more sensitive than we can even imagine. And so we welcome all the fairy kingdoms and the angelic realms. And we form a great circle of oneness around this magical, imaginary fire, as if we've all taken our place from some ancient time, and the flame still burns in our hearts. That dream still lives. And so we breathe into it and we say, yes. Yes to life. Yes to more joy. Yes to peace. Yes to transformation. Yes to ascension. Yes to Nisara. Yes to healing. We send our energies out as we gather in this circle to all those ones who have cares tonight, the families of all of those dear children, those North Korean children that went down on that ship, to the families of the Sherpas that were killed on Mount Everest today in an avalanche. Today was not an easy day. There were bombings and maimings and many sad things that happened today. And so our hearts are heavy at the same time that we're filled with joy for the transformation that's underway. It's time for all of us to come to the peace table. It's time for us to sit down as a human family and to work out our differences. And so we hold a positive vision for that working out of the divine plan for this planet. And we especially hold it this weekend as this Easter week passes, this weekend. And we honor the gift of Sananda Kumara, who came to this planet as Yeshua, who merged with that soul and has been guiding us from the New Jerusalem, from the mighty starship. We welcome that presence into our circle. Whatever way that you can find the Christ light in your own heart and awaken to the truth that you are an only begotten child of God, it's a mighty task that is underway. And we are reminded this weekend in so many ways of what is necessary on this path of love. Freedom is not easily won. It takes great wisdom to hold freedom. And that's what we're learning. We're learning how to do that and how to do it in a loving way with no harm to life, no harm to each other. So I thank you all for showing up tonight. And I'd like to read a few words to you, some words that inspired me. I always find something to say on these Friday night calls when I have the chance. And it's about this Easter weekend, about this time of renewal. And this is called An Eye for Miracles. You have an eye for miracles. Regard the bud now appearing on the bare branch of the fragile young tree. It is a mere dot, a nothing, but already it's a flower. Already it's a fruit. Already its own death and resurrection. Out of the darkness, a shadow, and then a spark. Out of the cloud, a sun, and then a lark. Out of the heart, a rupture, and then a pain. Out of the dead, cold ashes, life begins again. We need a celebration that speaks the spring-inspired word about life and death, about us, how we live and how we die. Through all the cycling seasons and days and years, we need the sense of duty to crack our own hard, brown December husks and push life out of its inner womb. Out of the tomb, out of the pain. Unless the seasons of the self and the spring can come for us, the winter will go on, and Easter will remain a myth, and life will never come again despite the fact of spring. So even as we see the darkness of this day that Christ was crucified, although it was really Amurabi that was crucified, and Yeshua went on to teach many years and went on to do much good on our planet, even though the truth of that has not come out yet, we honor the light and the dark and the death and the life of this weekend and of this day. And of those passing souls who made their exit today, we honor their journey. So, Caroline, I'm ready to pass you the talking stick. And let's conclude this little part of our radio show tonight. And I love you all. And have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. Namaste. Caroline, where are you?
Unmute. Rainbird, we can't hear you. Are you there? Okay, you got to call her back, huh? Oh, dear.
I'm going to mute out.
Okay, Lady Master, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna.
Yes. Okay, Rainbird, we pass this long stem lavender roll talking stick to you.
Oh, okay. So here we are in the program now, then. Okay, well, greetings, everyone. This is Rainbird, and I'm here to do the housekeeping tonight. We have some work to do. We need $560. I think there was just one person who sent something in, maybe two. So just in case you want to look around you and see who else is contributing, this is something we all can do together, and we are so grateful for this opportunity to participate in this way, in this movement that we have going here on this call and what we do here. And so it takes these a little bit of fees every week, $300 a week. So we have a goal, and that keeps our archives going and keeps us on the air, keeps us gathering every week this way. So take this opportunity to pay it forward. Go into that heart space. See what is yours to give and pay it forward and attract that abundance right back into your own life by taking that action. And the best way to do that is by sending it in the snail mail way, where no fees get taken off at all. You can just send the cashier's check or a money order directly to BBS Network, Inc., or Incorporated. And that address is 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N, Lane. And that's in Paradise, California, 95969. So put on that envelope, Attention Don, and that'll get to where we need it to go. You can make a memo in there saying it's for Tara and Rama and Marita's shows. And then if that's for sure. The other way, if you want to go to bbsradio.com and click on Radio Station 2, then you can will be taken to a place where you can make a contribution that way. You have to click on the icons on that Radio Station 2 for the hard news call with Tara and Rama, or you can choose the Saturday show, the History of Nacera call on Saturday with Tara and Rama, or the Stargate Roundtable call with Marita ticket, and that'll work. Any one of those will work, and you can make a contribution that way. If we all pitch in, we don't have to pay too much a piece, but do what you can. And as you're unable to make a payment for any reason, consider sending those manifestation prayers so that it can come in another way. So we bring in our abundance in all different ways, and we are grateful for the abundance that comes to this show each week so that we can keep our bills paid. So we're very grateful for all that you do and for all of the different ways that you show up in your life. And this is one way you can do it. And Tara and Rama also do readings for people. And so as you need to want to send a gift to Tara and Rama or make arrangements, this is their contact information. His physical address is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at 1704B, as in boy, Yano Street, LLANO, and number 249. And that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505. And then as you want to make a donation to Rama's PayPal, you'll find that at this website. Well, actually, it's a blog site. 2013 Rainbow Roundtable. So 2013 Rainbow Roundtable.ning.com. And on the home page, you'll see a donate button for making a donation there. Or you can, just above the blog section is another one of those, is that donate space. And that'll take you to Rama's PayPal account, and you can make a contribution that way. And as you're sending something, let Tara and Rama know by sending them an email to this email, Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999@comcast.net. And as you might need a phone contact, you can call Marita at 317-773-0061. So that's all the information. We're asking everyone to come forward as they are able to and pitch in so that we can catch up. We need $560 this week, and we are grateful for all of your efforts and for all of your lives. Thank you for being in our lives. 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And I pass this long-stemmed lavender rose talking stick to you, Tara and Rama. Greetings.
Greetings. Can you hear me now?
We hear you.
Okay. Greetings, everyone, on this Good Friday. Happy Easter. There are so many things happening in this little sliver of the twinkling of an eye at the moment, with all the issues that are coming up to be healed. And it only takes one. Since we're in this moment now, like I have been told by all the folks I keep talking to, all the timelines have been dissolved. And we're in just one timeline where it is about the positivity of the frequencies that have shifted to one story and one story only, Sat Yuga. And that is, you know, what is happening at such a deep core level. The white fire core of being is calling the shots, along with that goddess lady, that blessed cat woman. And I will say, today has been quite a challenge to watch everything and stay in neutrality, simply because everything is coming up that is pushing everybody's buttons to go right, left, and center. And what we're being asked to do by all the beings, from the tiniest pixies and elementals to the angels that sit before the throne, to stay in that neutral place, no matter what you see, what you hear, what you're experiencing. And it is going to rattle our cages, if you will. And it is only about love, even though what is being brought forth is everything unlike love right now. On the Ed show this morning, he had on Senator Harry Reid and Mark Potok. Mark Potok is the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they were discussing Mr. Bundy and the story going on in Nevada. And this is quite a cosmic dance of neutrality, because it is bringing up the weighty issues. And the way Mark Potok and Ed Schultz and Harry Reid were talking is there are a lot of gray areas in this story. And I will just come out and say the Bureau of Land Management is not exactly on the right page. They are, for all intents and purposes, you know, like Harry Reid said, something's got to get fixed here, and it's got to get fixed right now. And it has to do with how law enforcement is not in the right venue. And I bring it back to, from my own experiences, I'm speaking for me, is that what I have seen in the last some odd moments in time since I have entered this incarnation, law enforcement has gone steadily downhill, and we don't have to protect and serve anymore. We are considered enemies of the state until proven otherwise.
Just to be sure, though, that you know that it was intentional from the very beginning. In other words, it was like putting the frog in the warm water, and they intended to get away with more and more of their plan. And I know for sure that they planned 9/11 since 38 years before it, when they assassinated the clone of JFK. No.
Yeah.
That was only 38 years.
Right.
1963 was 38 years before 9/11.
Okay, yes.
Pearl Harbor was a little bit before that.
Yeah, it was before my time, but they called that.
Just 9/11 was planned starting in 1963.
That's right.
But
yes.
They knew they were going to need a Reichstag fire something to do what they wanted to do in 2001. And that's just what they figured on they'd do first.
Yeah, that's the most recent story called
All CIA duh, which, you know, all you got to do is interpret that word Al-Qaeda, and you knew the whole story was the CIA plot from the
Operation
Caribbean.
Northwoods is another name for it. And the murder of Salvador Allende.
Oh, that was a different 9/11.
Yes, and I'm talking about all the 9/11s.
That was 1973.
Correct.
10 years after 63.
Right. And what I'm speaking about here, that what is going on in Nevada has to do with where our brave young men and women who were told lies about 9/11 went off and fought in a war that was orchestrated by these 13 families, came back, and there was no healing for the PTSD, let alone what the people hear in the streets or what we go through every single day experiencing reality. It's a different kind of PTSD in the moment. I'm talking about what happened to the man in Albuquerque who was killed, who was homeless, who was sleeping in the Sandia Mountains.
And the other man who came out, and he only had his cell phone on one ear and his other hand up, and he didn't have a gun, and they shot him in cold blood, too.
That's right. Yes. And what has happened is that our brave young men and women have been trained to shut down the heart and to consider us counter insurgents. And they have been taught counterinsurgency. So we are enemies of the state until proven otherwise. And it's not pretty with what's going on. I do not condone any of the actions that are going on both sides in Nevada. The BLM management is not exactly on the right page. Yet it is not okay to point assault weapons that you use in Iraq at law enforcement officers, no matter who you are. I mean, to get quite graphic, I've had M16s put right in my face. I know what it's about.
Rama, did you talk about what Alan Grayson said today?
I didn't get to that yet.
Okay. Well, no. Let's go there because we won't have time to play the 15-minute piece. It's already too late to do that.
Okay.
He reiterated what Harry Reid said earlier about Nevada, and Mr. Cliven Bundy? Yeah. And what Fox News is doing, you might say, aiding and abetting this story to become more violent and to promulgate more intention to a violent overthrow of the government. I think you must have, did you describe the person with the belly?
No, I didn't get that.
Oh, on Chris Hayes, they started with this story with one of the militia forces. They were on their belly. They were in combat mode, and they had their...
They were on an overpass in this little separation of the overpass, and they were in... they were targeting a law enforcement officer through a scope, and they
and
were
what kind of gun was it?
It was an assault weapon.
A military assault weapon.
And they were planning to kill a law enforcement.
No, they are only threatening. They were saying that they are all committed to shooting and killing any BLM federal agent that might attempt to come and discipline them, you know, that they don't recognize the federal government at all, and that they would be considering that person an enemy of their state.
Yes.
And so what Alan Grayson said is that all of these characters are committing high treason. And Greg Palast was on there too, and he said that the CIA, the MI6, and the British BP are all playing with the story in the Gulf by saying that it's all cleaned up now, everybody. Just go about your normal business. And that's not even close. Yet what they are doing is shipping guns and arms through a corporation named Mega Oil. Yet when you follow the paper trails, Mega Oil is another agent of BP. So what's really going on is BP to BP, just giving it a different name, selling and shipping these arms to Latin America right now.
Yeah, we're going to play a video from Greg Palast.
That will be later on, yes. What's it called again, Rama? Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Turn that off. I don't know what that is, but turn that off. We keep forgetting. It's about lap dancers, the CIA payoffs, and BP's Deepwater Horizon. Let's see. Vultures and Boat Rustlers.
Right.
It's a newly released film, and it's an investigation from Channel 4 Television, where he comes from over there. Yet there was CIA involvement through a company called Mega Oil, and they were shipping arms in under the cover name of Oil Tools. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's about an hour and 12 minutes, and it's going into this. And, I mean, there is just So much going on, everybody.
Harry Reid today called the folks in Nevada domestic terrorists, and I have to kind of agree with him because this is not...
Well, see, that the problem is that BLM is just as bad, if not worse.
That's right.
On Tom Hartman today, there was some horsewomen came on there, and they said that BLM officials have been slaughtering horses from helicopters, and that is against the law, big time. It's against federal law. And that there are others that are helping, that are a good group. I forgot the name of the group, but they're actually going about business of giving, you know, creating a food where they can have birth control for the females so that they can kind of have a little slowdown on the reproduction of, you know, so that the herds get overdone. And at the same time, they're having a lot of trouble, even if they are kind and they want to, you know, round up some of the horses and then, you know, maybe sell them or find homes for them. And people can't take them because it's too expensive. And because of the massive drought in so many different places across the country, there's this one lady that came on there and she said, I was living in something like Montana and I had to get hay from Ohio. And I had to get enough hay to feel, I had 12 horses. It just about broke me.
At $14 a bale now for hay in New Mexico.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember I used to buy hay for my goat. It was $4 a bale when I bought hay.
That, when was that, Robert?
In the 70s.
In the 70s. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, go see who that is, Rob. Somebody at the door. Go answer it.
Hi. Yeah. I was wondering if you guys had a charger for this. My phone computer went out.
No, we don't.
Okay. Neighbor in plight. What, his phone needed a charger?
Yeah, it's an iPhone, and we don't have... I mean, you know...
We don't have that.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that kind. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's that. Also, there is something connected with this Nevada thing. Colorado and Nevada have a group of Americans for something. I forgot the right, again, get the whole thing wrong. Anyway, they're creating an ALEC bill, and they're supporting an ALEC bill called the Transfer of Public Land Act.
Oh my.
And they want to take all the land away from the federal government and give it all back to the states. This is not pretty,
no.
Everyone. Not a pretty thing. So, TLP as in Paul, Utah 2014. You can Google that and you might find a whole plethora of information about that. Utah created the first TPL bill, transfer of public land, you know, bill. And now there's numerous, like something like 17 Western states that want to do this, and that's getting it, just getting it started. I'll just say that there's a bit of comparative analysis to what's going on in Ukraine right over here in the United States, if you want to put it like that. And when I was listening to Putin talk for 4.5 hours last night in the middle of the night,
yeah.
He was saying, and there's a lot of people talking about it on different television networks, too, that are alternative, more or less, but that Ukraine needs to become a federation like we have the United States of America, where we've got 50 different states, where Ukraine is just not one country. And at least they could have Crimea, and then they could have They could have actually just two countries where Crimea and the eastern part would be one and then the western part with the other. And I thought something was interesting about this comment. They said that in the western part of Ukraine, they're all Catholics. And in the eastern part of the Ukraine, they're Christians, basically, right. Which makes this distinction that the Jesuits put in their laws that if you're not Catholic, if you're any kind of other denomination of Christian, like Protestant especially, that we will annihilate you. This is the core root of the problem. Remembering that the Catholic Church in the 3rd century AD influenced a different Muhammad to add to the Quran the 72 virgin routine and the jihad war thing, which was not in the original, which was not completed. The original Muhammad was unable to complete it. And then somebody else, they pulled off there and they did something else with it. So you might say that the dismantling of the Catholic Church is really the highest thing on the list right now.
These are all the stories that are coming up for everyone as we step in. And we're already in Sat Yuga. And this is why I say all the timelines have dissolved. There's one timeline, and it is the positive timeline. And on another lighter note, they found a planet 500 light years from Earth.
Which is 100 light years farther away than the Pleiades is. It's in another constellation called Cygnus.
Yeah, and they're calling the planet... only at warp 7 or 8, it is about an 8-hour flight, if you will. And I have been to the Pleiades. I am just saying that all these amazing, magical things are right in this moment as we are still... just watching life forms playing around with fire sticks.
Okay, 500 light years away, circling a red dwarf star in a constellation called Cygnus, named Kepler-168f, as in Frank.
Right.
Most Earth-like, Earth-sized planet ever found in space. Located in the habitable zone of its star. It's the outermost of five planets to orbit a star that is smaller and cooler than the sun. This planet orbits its star every 130 days, and so this places it in the habitable zone, where it's in a region where it could have good water on its surface. It was found by NASA's Orbiting Kepler Telescope, which has discovered 961 planets since it launched in 2009. Yet only a few dozen are at a temperature that could sustain life. Scientists think it basks in an orange glow from its small sun and has temperatures just above freezing. This planet, Kepler-186f as in Frank, oh, it said 168 up there. Uh-oh.
Mm.
Was I dyslexic? I think it's 186. I think that I was writing too fast up there.
Okay.
Orbits a star that's cooler and dimmer than the sun. So while we may have found a planet that's the same size as Earth and receives a similar amount of energy to what Earth receives, it orbits a very different star. So, just a second. I know we got just a few seconds. So, perhaps instead of an Earth twin, we have discovered an Earth cousin. Yet because Kepler-186f is so far away, not even NASA's next generation of telescope due to launch in 2018 will be able to study it in detail, so the distant planet may remain forever a mystery. All right, and we'll see you on the hour-long conference line at 213-342-3000, pin code 2323-23#, and we'll see you at the top of the next hour at the best radio station in the universe, Sat Nam for now.